From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The chief of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is defending his decision to not pursue a criminal case against Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified national security information while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey spoke to a House of Representatives panel Thursday.
I believe this investigation was conducted consistent with the highest traditions of the FBI. Our folks did it in an apolitical and professional way, including our recommendation as to the appropriate resolution of this case.
Comey said that after a year-long probe, investigators decided there was no evidence that either Clinton or her aides intended to break U.S. laws. A black man was fatally shot Wednesday night by a police officer during a traffic stop in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. The dead man is identified as 32-year-old Philando Castile of St. Paul, a school cafeteria supervisor. The shooting comes a day after another such incident in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Britain will get a female leader. Home Secretary Theresa May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom have been chosen to compete for the prime minister's position. On a second ballot Thursday, Conservative Party members in Parliament cast 199 votes for May, 84 for Leadsom, and 46 for Justice Secretary Michael Gove.
I'm naturally disappointed that I haven't been able to make it through to the final round of this leadership contest. But let me first of all congratulate both of the candidates who have made it through. Both Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom are formidable politicians, and they fought great campaigns, and they deserve to be in the final two.
About 150,000 members of the Conservative Party across Britain will now vote by postal ballot to decide between May and Leadsom. This is VOA News.